My senior year at K-State in 1971, I was a student teacher at Marlette Elementary School in Manhattan, Kansas, assigned to Mr. Brown's sixth grade class. I learned a lot from Mr. Brown, a wonderful teacher, but I even learned more from his former students. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. This podcast gives us a chance to share specific strategies and techniques that I think will help improve our ability to be sincere and caring as we serve those who are important around us. The relationship to Mr. Brown, this great man, made a significant impact on me and how I see the world. Like most teachers, he and I would spend several hours at the end of every day preparing for the next day. On most of those afternoons, something special and life-changing would happen. Former students, now in middle school, high school, some in college, even a few adults, would stop by unannounced, and with an agenda other than to be back in Mr. Brown's classroom, to receive a hug, ask a question or two, or to catch up with a person who made a difference. Some would say thank you for being a positive influence, acknowledging the impact he'd made in their lives. For others, simply returning to a place and to someone who made them better was just right. On occasion, after an impromptu visit, I would ask Mr. Brown what those visits meant to him. Former students dropping by with nothing on their minds other than to pay the respects. These visits meant the world to me, he said. They're defining moments. Former students returning to a classroom validated my career choice as a teacher. They defined the impact I was making in their lives, a career I chose. They were how I knew I was doing a good job. Those former students were thanking a hero. What about us, you and me? Let's think about thanking our heroes. My call to action is take a few minutes to make a phone call, schedule a visit, write a personal handwritten note, send a card or a text to someone who made an impact in your life. Several years ago, after my student teaching experience was long over, I visited Mr. Brown's classroom. He was sitting at his desk preparing for tomorrow's class, and not surprising, was in the company of two former students who were there for the very same reason as I, to say thank you to a hero. I had to wait my turn, but it was worth it. Several weeks ago, I attended Mr. Brown's memorial service. I spoke to his family about the impact this great man had on me. Surprisingly, they knew already that impact. You see, Mr. Brown, at some time during his life, shared my remarks, my feelings with his family. It had that kind of an impact on him. That probably meant more to me than anything. And I was thinking, gee, what would happen if I didn't take a moment to stop by his classroom and let him know what he had done for me? I would have regretted it. Don't regret it. Thank your heroes. Do it now. Do it with sincerity, authenticity, and be real.